is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark Princess Christmas movies.
Hey, I'm Pandot. Guess what? I also love Hallmark Christmas princess movies. They're the best.
Just calm down over there. You know, the belt is not on the line. I'm Dan. I despise Hallmark Christmas movies, even the princess ones.
No.
And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Princess.
Friday.
Oh, it is this podcast.
What if we did Princess Friday?
Oh my God.
What was that a thing we did
Sign
every Friday?
Me up.
It's Princess Friday.
Hallmark's getting in with the themes for Christmas in July. Like Blake Shelton Saturday.
Are they really doing a Blake Shelton Saturday?
Yeah.
Please don't tell me they're.
You guys not read the news?
No, of Hallmark? That's not news.
It's literally what we do. You read have to trades. Read the news.
I'm good.
That's why you do it, dude. That's right. You tell us, and then we sit there and we're like,
we have a Facebook Messenger group, and you just tap in and just go, did you guys hear the scuttlebutt? And we're like, no. And you're like, here's the link. And we're like, great.
Is Blake Shelton, they're doing like different themes. They're doing theme
nights.
Well,
he's had a, you know, that his movie series.
Time, for You, Time for Me, Time for Us.
All of them, y'all.
So they're doing them all in a row. They're doing theme nights.
They get it.
During cool. Christmas
I'll just flip it on over to Great American Country for the so the real movies are.
Welcome to the real family's taking place.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Timmy Gack. I'm the host of Gack. Timmy Gack.
Timmy Gack. Okay.
Up next, we also have a Blake Shelton night. Music videos to compete. Gack.
I love Timmy Gack.
Yeah.
I'm in for Timmy Gack.
He's the theme. Sure. He's the guy. He just
he's the theme.
He's the theme of the network.
Do you remember on Fox Family back in like 98, 99, they had something called The Basement that was some guy with spiked hair and he would introduce like Three Friends and Jerry was the name of the TV show. And he'd be like, hey, man, welcome to The Basement.
You made all that up, right?
Not a joke.
That sounds like you made all of it up.
Yeah, look, can you Google that?
Fox and Friends.
No, not Fox and Friends.
Fox and Family.
Fox Family,
which is not related to Fox and Friends or the Fox News Channel.
Yeah, that's for sure. In the basement.
They were trying
and
to...
And then
they were
Jerry and Three Friends.
What? Three Friends and Jerry was a Swedish show that they dubbed over in English, and they cut out the bad words so that you could watch
It's three
in Swedish.
Three Friends and Jerry.
Three Friends and like Jerry. It just sounds like a night with Jerry Falwell.
Yeah. It's going to be that kind of Friday, huh?
Oh, baby. Yeah, Fox Family, the basement.
Welcome to the basement.
And they clearly were trying to rip off Nickelodeon.
Yeah, Nickelodeon used to do stuff like that all the time.
But they were trying to appeal to the kids who were just getting home from school, and so they showed their edgier stuff,
dude,
like Three Friends.
Like
Jerry.
Three Friends named Jerry. And Jerry.
And Jerry.
Yeah, my bad. I'll get it.
Dude, it was. I watched an episode the other day. It was edgy.
Three Friends named Jerry. That was a show.
Oh, man. It was really confusing, though. They were like, Jerry.
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 I got a clam, unfortunately. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Oh, what's up?
Jerry Berry, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Jerry Carey. Hey, Jerry Mary, where you at?
Oh, I'm right here.
Jerry Flary.
Oh. Here.
There's a fourth Jerry.
See, well, there's two Jerry Flarys. That's where it gets off the rails.
There's five Jerrys?
Five Jerrys and one bucket of cream.
Oh. It's a good show.
Wow.
What were they going to fight over the, was it like ice cream?
You'd have to watch the whole episode. Yeah.
I got the commentary.
See,
what we were trying to do here.
The hijinks.
It's called three guys named Jerry, but what if there were more? Five,
and two of them had the same last
and
name.
And
somebody
and was. Everything's better with cream.
Cream, yeah, it was that's a bucket true. Of cream.
Yeah,
there was it's a shame we only got one episode.
There was a literal fight over that cream, if you remember.
Literal.
Yeah, and we not a fake one.
We did have an argument of whether we should call it a bucket or a vat. I was all in on vat,
and I said cream, a bucket, and we went with bucket.
We went with rock,
I
paper,
was
scissors.
The line.
Right. Man, it's good stuff. Why they do commentary?
Who is still listening? Who is still listening to Deck the Hallmark? Like, it's Friday, and we're 4 minutes into a bit called Three Friends Named Jerry. Judy Christmas.
Hey, guys, Merry Christmas, Jerry.
Merry Christmas, Jerry.
Merry Christmas, Jerry.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Jerry.
Merry Christmas, Jerry.
Merry Christmas, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Jerry, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jerry.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. So that was when they did, they said Merry Christmas 11 times because they had seen it on Reunited with Christmas. This is a recent show. This show came out. Last year.
What we were going for here, we saw this Hallmark Channel movie where they ended the movie with Merry Christmas 11 times.
And we all thought
we
it was
thought
splendid.
That was yeah, art. Was that was art. Was
good movie making.
That right was there. Art.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Gave me the vibes.
Market of cream.
We're talking about A Princess for Christmas.
Join Bramble Jam Plus, guys. I'm serious. Like,
you want more of that. Look,
you just go, you get the Facebook group, and it's people that are also laughing at that. do it. It's a fun time.
Do it. We're talking to Princess for Christmas, which is available like on Netflix and Prime, but it did originally air on Hallmark.
Hallmark.
It's a Lionsgate production.
Yeah.
And you can watch it on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries on July 1st as a part of Christmas in July. Ooh. On Philo, July 1st at 12 p.m. A Princess for Christmas originally aired on December 3rd, 2011, and it went a little something like this. Jules is an antique store worker in Buffalo, New York, so her life's going well. She's become the legal guardian of her niece, Maddie, her nephew, Milo. This happened after the loss of her sister and brother-in-law. Jules gets fired from her antique job in Buffalo, New York, because no one wants to buy antiques anymore that live in Buffalo, New York. And then the babysitter quits because the children are awful. We get a knock, knock, knock on the door, and it's Paisley Winterbottom. Paisley Winterbottom's a butler for a grandfather, their grandfather. His name's Duke Edward. And Duke Edward is extending an invitation to Milo and Maddie because he wants to meet his grandchildren to spend Christmas with them in the country of Castleberry.
Castleberry, yeah.
She says no. But then she finds out the Duke is dying, and she said, maybe. They arrive at the palace, where the Duke seems to be doing just fine. Jules finds herself meeting Prince Ashton, the brother of her sister's husband, Charles. And boy, is he a blessing. She decides to confront the Duke about the lack of a Christmas tree. Like, are you some kind of a monster? And he says, yes, I am some kind of a monster. I hate Christmas trees. Jules isn't having it and takes Maddie out to get a Christmas tree, and they decorate it. Edward finds out, becomes very upset, and comes in and says, what are you doing? And Maddie, being a cute little girl, hands him an ornament and says, remember Christmas? And he's filled with the Christmas spirit as he remembers what this ornament that he has in his hands means to him. And he decides that he's going to bring back the Christmas Eve ball. While teaching Milo archery, Ashton talks about his brother and how much he mattered, and how the Duke disowned him after marrying Jules' sister, which led to Jules' resentment towards the Duke. And everyone is really starting to get along and show that we know that they're getting along because we get this very, 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 very long dance scene where everyone dances.
What are you watching? Like, why is this happening?
What are you watching?
I don't understand. Like, you have been locked in to bread hot dog for way too long.
No, I don't think so.
It's just a corn dog.
No, yeah, but those are hacks.
It's not a
really
corn. I don't want.
They're not helpful.
I don't want King Thin bread in between hot dogs.
But if you were going to do that.
No, it's you are messing. You've been on this for 2.5 minutes. He's reading a synopsis.
It's just wild.
It's crazy.
These are nuts.
Jules is walking and fixing clocks when she overhears Edward.
You have a slice of grapefruit that way.
That's not a grapefruit, bro. That's a melon. It's green. It's not a grapefruit.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You do slice it that way. That's exactly how you
slice it. Yeah, but
what are they making? Are they making a bow?
That's not even helpful.
Why are you watching this? Why?
Because why would you call it?
When do you need to decorate fruit? When do you need to decorate fruit?
Well, I don't, but it says useful kitchen tricks to save your time.
It doesn't save anybody's time.
That's my point.
What do they say about the cream? When's the cream come in, boys? Hey, it's me, Jerry. I'm one of the three Jerrys. God bless. Jules is going around fixing clocks, and she overhears Ashton and Edwards talking about someone who is untitled, crass, and doesn't belong at the ball, but they invited her anyways. Jules thinks that's about her.
Bunny McCracken.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, sure. Yeah, it is.
Not just anybody.
It's Bunny McCracken. It's Bunny McCracken. The staff accidentally ruins Jules' dress, and by ruins, I mean apparently burns it, and she takes it as an excuse. I'm not going to go. They don't want me to go. I'm not going to go. She decides that she's going to go back to America early, tells the kids to go to the party still, and we'll meet back up, I guess, at some point. Despite their efforts to make her stay, she leaves. The housekeeper finds that Jules' missing, and... she and some of the other crew go to find her, and they bring this really nice dress that they bought from Vienna. And she says, "You got that dress for me? I guess I'll come back." The ball's happening. Ashton verifies what we all assumed about his girlfriend, Lady Arabella. That Lady Arabella only wants him for his title. Mean old lady. Jules arrives at the ball. When Ashton finds her, she says she's not trying to be an embarrassment. I don't want to, you know, I know I'm, you know, not, I'm untitled and whatnot. And
you got it. Stay with
he's like, "What are you talking about?" And then she, you know, she's kind of uses some more words, and Ashton's like, "You're talking about Bunny McCracken.
Listen, this is a big misunderstanding.
This is, she's the worst." And she's like, "Oh, well, that clears it all up." They dance some more. Arabella and her parents try to turn Edward and Ashton against Jules. That doesn't work out well. And she leaves. Ashton asks Jules to extend their stay, and she agrees. The family then goes and catches Santa putting gifts under a Christmas tree. And then at the very end, the two of those crazy kids get married, and they ride off together, and we say, yippee! Was Bunny invited? And that, my friends, was a princess for Christmas. So you were just watching some kitchen hacks?
But they were hacks to make things that no one needs to make.
You know what? I'm sharing this to our Facebook
Please
group.
Do.
And so that we could see what people think about this.
Is that nifty? Is that tasty? What page are you watching that on?
I just feel like
meet Dan DIY's post.
I worry that Panda just gets ripped off by everything. Like, it's hard for me to sleep sometimes because I just feel like he gets pulled in and then gets ripped off. And, like, I worry. I worry about him.
Don't you worry about me, Dan.
Okay.
I'm having the time of
my life. I'm watching you try to share a link, and that's also fun. We'll be right back here on Nerd or Homer.
So, Panda, for the last time, stop watching Philo from the convenience of your cell phone.
I can't help it, Dan. It's so convenient.
I know. You're always watching the Philo.
Wait. You can take Philo with you?
Wherever you go?
So I can watch all the reality that I could ever want.
It's not like you have the DVR on your phone, do you?
I do.
You do?
Yes.
Is it limited to a certain number?
No, it's unlimited, Dan.
Do you want to know what I also just found out today?
What?
That Philo's unlimited DVR isn't just unlimited in the amount, but it's also going to last for a full year.
What?
I know. I just found that out too. And I was like, that would have been good to know.
So the movie that I record for Christmas in July that's new will last all the way till they show it again next July?
That's exactly right.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
How are they? And are they charging like $80 a month now?
No.
Still 25 bones?
25 bones. And here's the thing. They're going to give you 25% off those 25 bones by going to philo.tv/DTH. philo.tv/DTH. Start DVR and stuff for now and later.
Candy
can't land it. Hey,
oh,
everybody.
Oh, man. Start DVRing stuff now and later.
For later. For later. We're talking about A Princess for Christmas, which is a Christmas Hallmark movie from 2011 that is one of the rare ones that you can find out in the wild. And so here it is.
It's a Lionsgate.
It's a Lionsgate.
It's Saw classic. In this movie.
guys, let's talk about it. We have four segments to do that. We're going to start with the hot take. It's where we share exactly how I felt about this movie. And we don't hold back. And I'm going to start with my good friend, Panda.
Guys, what do you want from me? I mean, it's a princess movie. Checks all the boxes. Beautiful castle. Love, romance. Lots of fun.
Love and romance? Get out of here.
Love and romance.
Wow. Unbelievable.
It has some grumpy workers who come around at the very end and embrace the family. It has a grumpy grandpa played by
Roger Moore.
Roger Moore. There's heart in this movie. Gosh, it's my favorite.
Can I ask you this?
This is a great princess
movie. It's your favorite princess movie.
I pulled back on that because I said it's my favorite, and then I pulled back and I said it's a great.
What's your favorite one still?
I don't know. I've got to ponder. This one might be it. Okay. This one might be it.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
Wow.
They take you to the village. There's Christmas everywhere.
Let me ask you this. Can I ask you a question? Because
I knew that
this was going to be your hot take. From the time that they arrive in Castleberry,
mm-hmm.
Snowfall and Castle, the big ordeal, is there anything they could have done to lose you? Or was it a done deal 15 minutes in?
Once they showed me the castle, it was going
to...
They had to burn the castle down.
At that point, I would be willing to say that it was on track to be your favorite ever.
Yes, it was.
So we could actually say from that point forward, a little bit of a disappointment.
Hey, what's the prince's name? What's the prince's name?
Well, okay, hold on.
Yeah, what's the prince's name? You don't know.
Ash.
Fresh Prince. Yeah, look at you.
Jules, name of the girl.
The kids?
Bobby and Briny.
Bobby and Briny. Dude, I don't
Maddie know. And Lil T. Now, Lil T's is his real name. He's a rapper
also
now.
Is big. He is 25 years old
in this movie.
That's right.
He
is a 5'1 adult male playing a teenager.
It is unsettling
It is enough to not give this movie a pass. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, I will say that maybe is part of the reason I pulled back. I sat there and then
favorite
I just
favorite Big T.
The actor of the Lil T is an interesting part of this movie.
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
It is like when they like CGI'd like young Leia in like Rogue One.
It's weird, man. And
except he's not CGI'd at all. He's just there like, hey, it's me, guys.
When he's just like hitting on one of the maids, like it's just knowing that he's 24 at the
it's
time.
Weird.
Like, it's just, it is unsettling. Yeah.
But he's 12 in the movie.
He's 12. It's a 24-12 sitch.
Oh,
how many 24-year-olds do you know that are going to play a 12-year-old?
Not many. So kudos to him.
He was also
in the real-life version of Fairly Odd Parents, which I know people were flocking
to. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Wait, there was a real-life version of that?
Live action, guys.
Live action.
The other one happened in real life as well. Like, it was a show that aired in real life.
No, it didn't.
You're nuts, dude.
Dude.
Crazy boy.
I don't know how you...
So you're telling me the live action one happened in reality?
It happened in real life.
You could touch it.
You could touch it. If you were there, Dan, you could have touched it.
Yeah.
You could have touched Lil T.
Live action.
You could have touched Lil T.
That sounds worse than it actually is.
Yeah. Good luck touching Timmy Turner in the animated version.
You couldn't do it. Your hand would hit the screen.
It would hit the screen.
You go, boink.
It would hit the screen.
That's why it's live action. Live action.
No, that's why it's real life.
It's not real life. And even you know it's wrong.
What do you mean it's not real life? Could I touch Lil T? Could I touch Lil T? Could I touch him?
What's his name in Fairly Odd Parents?
I think he plays Timmy Turner.
Could you touch Timmy Turner? No, you could not.
Of course, it's not in real life.
And it's not in real life. That's right. It's live action. Not real life.
I think the point he's making is
you
was
helped me.
A
you literally flipped sides of that.
What I meant to say was, I said, because you said it's not in real life.
I said it's live action, not real life. Real life would be Timmy Turner actually exists.
He did in that moment.
No, he's playing. Little T is playing Timmy Turner.
He is in real life. Okay, it happened in real life, but then that also didn't happen
in real life. It's fun for you two to be wrong.
And you want to know what? I want to say one more important thing, and I think this is just as important as anything else we've said. God's not dead. He's surely alive.
So help me, God.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your
turn. Yeah, this was fine. This was fine. It was fine. There's a lot of highs in this movie. There's a lot of lows in this movie, and what we get is ends up being fine. I think Crown for Christmas is still my preferred royal movie, and I think that's. I don't know if it's because it was my first or if it's because it's my only. It's hard to say. But either way, I think that one's still my favorite. But this one's good. It's better than other royal ones, but it's not the best. It's not the royal for me.
Yeah, I like Sir Roger Moore in this movie means we have to at least say it's not a dumpster fire just based upon his performance and him, 84-year-old Sir Roger Moore, being there delivering lines with gravitas. That really works for me. Everything else in this movie doesn't work for me. In fact, when they try to land some of the normal princess stuff, it doesn't work very well. I think A Crown for Christmas is the gold standard by which these movies are made. The first Christmas Prince movie on Netflix is very similar to Crown for Christmas, but people that like these royal movies are looking like, it's like a Hallmark movie niche within Hallmark movies. They're looking for the beats to be hit a very specific way. Yeah. Crown for Christmas to me does that the best of all. This movie does have, once again, a 24-year-old man playing a 12-year-old boy. That's very, very weird. The Castleberry was probably the least convincing country of any of the countries we've had so far. The castle was cool. The snow looked good. Sir Roger Moore was great. So, you know, it's a hit or miss for me.
Would you say more hit or miss?
More miss for me.
Hate to see that. Like, at that moment, he's method. He was Timmy Turner. There's one thing I know about Lil T.
Lil T's a method actor.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's why he was real, Timmy Turner.
That's why anyone's real.
Okay. So the only reason we're real is because we are method at playing ourselves.
We are who we thought we were, and we let ourselves off the hook.
For sure.
It's time for all the feels part of the show. We talk about one of those movie goes, those feels. Pain.
How about the ornament scene with Roger Moore? I mean, amazing.
Come on. What more do you want in a movie?
It's the moment he turns and starts loving the family. It's just, it's great.
The kid who, has he even met his grandkids before?
Yeah, he's met his grandkids and they.
But this is a big thing. He wants to see his grandkids before, he's getting old. He's about to die. And so little girl comes over with the ornament and tells the story. And he gets to tell the story of you know, that ornament and his brother had one. He broke his brother gave. Like, it's great. It's everything you want a Christmas movie in one scene.
Yep.
It's one of my favorite scenes. I've got no issue with the scene. It's wonderful. I had the feels. I had the same one.
Yeah, obviously, that's the feels. And also, the castle was great. And they did a really good job with the snow falling on the outside.
Snow looked great.
All the time. It was great. Yeah. Big fun there. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to get to the wait, what, and the what the Hallmark here on Deck the Hallmark. He's as real as anybody else is.
Live action is all you have to
real
say.
Real life.
No, real life. Okay. I think we all know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can keep talking. Maybe Panda will prove my point again.
Okay. I didn't prove it the first time.
Yeah, you did.
You keep changing the goalpost. You know
Panda. Hey, Panda. Looney Tunes.
Real life.
Took less time than I thought.
What do you want me to say?
Tell me the answer first, and I'll get it right.
You want me to say...
Like, fake.
You say...
Animated.
Animated. It's animated.
Space Jam.
Yes.
Yes.
You're not going to trick me up on that.
No, fool me once. You can't shoot the shooter.
It's fine. Can't snow.
I'm a snowman.
It's time for the Wait What a Smart Show, where we talk about one of the 3 minutes. Go Wait What, and I'll start with you, Panda.
Listen, we got to talk about her accent real quick.
Could we? Could we please? McBride, McKnight, what was her name? Rachel McKnight? Is that it?
You know, it's all over the place.
Is that Rachel McKnight?
That's Rachel Platten?
Dang it.
Rachel Platten? Yeah.
You got the Rachel right.
Any excuse to sing that song, though, boys?
You're right, buddy.
So Rachel McKnight, not even in the ballpark. Katie McGrath is what we were looking for. We do have a clip of Rachel McKnight. Trace, go ahead and cue that clip.
Lil T playing Timmy Turner is real life.
I like her.
Man, it's to the point where that stuff, I don't know if it lands with listeners, but I love it. That is deep inside a bit inside. That's a legit Russian nesting doll bit right there. And I love it, Brand. That's as good as you got right there. That's gold.
Yeah, I'll sleep good tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
My back is hurting, though, so I don't know if I will.
Katie McGrath?
Yeah, Katie McGrath.
Katie McGrath.
Her accent all over the place.
It really is.
she'll burst out.
She's hot. She's Irish.
She's Irish. She's Irish. In real life.
She's playing someone from Buffalo.
Buffalo, yeah. And it just, I mean, there are times she'll start talking to a kid and it's just full Irish accent.
Like, it is just drifting in and out.
And at first we thought, okay, she's trying to play like.
She's royal.
She's royal. And then, but then we realized.
No.
No, it just.
No. She's just like a metronome. Just somewhere in between these two is where she should be. And she just keeps going back and forth. And here's the thing. She's a big time deal now. She's in Jurassic World. I think she was the lead actress in King Arthur.
Yes.
Merlin.
And Merlin too. I think she's both. It was both. Was the really? Charlie okay. Hunman, Guy Ritchie, King Arthur.
Wow. Okay.
She's in that too. She's a big deal. And she's gotten better. But in this movie, there's not a Buffalo accent to be found in this movie. Mm-mm. And it's a strain. It's a struggle for sure.
It was definitely tough.
The good news is that in Castleberry, the accents are all over the map.
And everyone has a different accent.
As soon as she gets there, she fits in a little bit better than when she's back in Buffalo, Canada. Like she doesn't do as well there as she does in Castleberry.
It's a mess, man. Yeah. But it's still, you know, I'll give that a pass. Because the movie's awesome.
I mean, it was bad, but it's well. I mean, we'll give her.
what do you want me to say? Yeah. I love Castle movies. Which leads me to the
I blame Rachel McKnight for this.
That lasted don't forever.
You dare.
What, Rachel McKnight? Yeah. She's a gem.
She's the patron. She's the patron saint.
It's patron saint.
She's the patron
it's
saint.
Patron.
She's the patron saint of this world.
Of this whole world?
Yeah. She is. It's true. I am.
Tell me about Rachel McKnight's on the line.
Yes. It is as true as anything.
Rachel, where are you calling in from?
Louisiana.
Okay. Is that Louisiana?
No, it's my friend, Lizzie Anna.
You're calling from Lizzie Anna's house?
Yes.
Okay.
You know her?
I do not.
She's the patron saint of this world.
Wait, I thought you were.
We tag team. I get East Coast, she gets West Coast.
Did you say I get her?
Wait a minute. Of the world, but it's only East Coast, West Coast?
USA over everything, baby.
She's a nationalist.
I'm starting to doubt that she is the patron saint of this world.
I thought she said something about scones. I didn't think she said ghosts.
Wow.
Boy.
I cut her off, boys. Don't worry. She won't be back here. Mark my words.
Trace, you sound a lot like Rachel McKnight.
What?
Just saying.
The patron saint of this world. Thank you.
Panda, there's other ones there.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, they have... In the scene that lasts way too long, where they're all practicing rock guitar and ballet and then dancing. My thing is, you have a whole castle to practice in. Why is the guy playing rock guitar right next to the ballet and the dance? Like, you have a whole castle, guys. Like, find spread another room. You could spread out. Yeah. You could just do it. I raised this to you guys, and you guys didn't have a problem with it, but the whole staff pitching in to buy the dress is just weird to me at the very end. And here's why. You work for a guy who is clearly a truckload of money. Just talk to him
He's a truckload of money.
Sure he is. Has a truckload
When he walks around, it's like, burn, burn,
burn. What if he, listen.
Here's why they don't ask him. It's because they're terrified of him. Like, his turn of wanting to do Christmas does not make up for the fact for the last, you know, several decades, he's just been angry at life. They don't they don't ask him to do that kind of stuff. I bought that for sure. I wish they'd have bought her a better dress.
They got from Vienna, Dan.
It was from Vienna by way of like Ariel trying to make it out of the water onto land.
Okay. Here we go. That blue color was more royal than anything you've ever seen. It was royal, Dan.
No, it was not.
You would know a good dress if it was gifted to you by Rachel.
I wouldn't. You're right. That's true.
Rachel's gifts are awesome.
Oh my gosh.
So good.
That's why
she's
what she loses in white nationalism, she makes up for in gifts.
No.
Oh.
imagine the mountain you have to make up with what you lose in white nationalism.
Did you see the dress? At the beginning of the movie, Jules is coming to her house. There's something very serious going on. She gets a call. She drives home, and you guys know the scene in Home Alone where the pizza delivery driver keeps hitting the statue guy?
Yeah.
That happens in this movie. She drives into her driveway and hits her trash cans that I guess she was surprised at where they were, which then preceded the trash can impact caused her car to begin to smoke. I don't know why she didn't know, like, were the trash cans not in the right place? Because
she came in and said, little T didn't move the trash can. She yells it when she comes in.
Little T.
I was very concerned for Volkswagen as a brand because I've owned a Volkswagen, but the Volkswagen she is driving apparently is so fragile that if it hits a tin trash can going about 5 miles an hour, that's it. Radiator is shot. Volkswagen, if they're watching, they had to be like, you can't put this in the movie. I couldn't believe that happened.
Yeah.
It could have easily just hit the trash can.
Panda, you brought up the guitar playing thing, mm-hmm. and I just want to bring up the dance scene as a whole where there's...
The dance scene's
the
ridiculous.
The dance scene, her and Ashton are in the ballroom dancing. They're playing electric guitar in the adjacent room, and then over here, little girls having their own little dance party, and then it becomes one giant dance party that's just very long, very weird. I think they do use the word... gangster music?
Ghetto
music.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that not helped. Lots of not good in that
Rachel
scene.
Rachel McKnight, I think, did help write it.
Yeah. But that whole scene is probably one of my least favorite scenes I've seen.
And that
so
scene
far.
Is so cringy, terrible. And then they go to an exterior shot of the castle, I guess, so you can hear the music faintly.
Yeah, rocking out.
And then they go back in for more dance scene.
Yeah.
When they go back in, it's not over. It's more.
It's like, long.
If it had ended before the exterior shot, at the exterior shot, we'd have been like, all right, that was weird. It goes back in for seconds, baby. Like, it is bad. Real bad.
And my last one is, it takes place at the very last part of this movie. They just got married. They get out, and they're on the little carriage, and they're doing a little back and forth. Now, I don't know if she was just continuing the bit or if he broke news to her, but they're like, you're my prince. And he's like, you're my princess. And she's like, says something else. And he's like, well, we're next in line for the throne. And she like gets straight faced and goes, wait, like for real?
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah. Did she find out on her wedding day that they're next in line for the throne?
Or was that a bit?
But it's one of the hallmarks, because I know he's a prince, but his dad is the Duke, not the King.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a lot of things I was
So I don't know the family tree of who actually is in line for the throne there.
And maybe that's why she was confused. Maybe that's why it was news to her.
Yeah.
Maybe he like assumed that she knew that, didn't need to explain.
And then they got married.
And then they got married, and she thought she was just going to be a Dukehead for the rest of her life.
But I wish you could have
duchess.
Sequels.
There Call it a duchess.
No, it's a Dukehead,
not
baby.
A Dukehead, a duchess.
Nah.
Yeah.
This movie could have so many sequels.
So many for years.
Damn.
You took a couple of my big ones. Early on in this movie, they try to make it clear that the kids are a mess. Like the girl is like overfilling the washing machine. The boy is like, you know, getting into stuff and just buying, you know, comic books he shouldn't buy. And the housekeeper quits. And she's like, these two kids are just untenable. We can't take care of them. And I just want to be clear. She is sitting doing a crossword puzzle. So while she should be watching the children, she is in a recliner with a blanket doing a crossword puzzle. She's the world's worst nanny. It's not the kids, which are pretty standard, normal kids. It's the fact that this nanny thinks her job's to do a crossword puzzle while they go crazy. Not the kids' fault at all. When the guy shows up from Castleberry, he says, the plane tickets will be here later, and then here's a check to cover travel expenses. And the check is for $12,000. And I am just confused as to what costs money aside from the plane tickets, which are coming later and not included in that $12,000. Because it feels like if your flights are covered and all you have to cover is a taxi to the airport and a taxi to Castleberry and maybe some food, you just made $12,000. Am I wrong there?
I think that was part of the idea where she goes, oh, wow. Like, I think that was kind of like covering travel expenses.
They're paying her to come out.
Yes.
Instead, they're paying her just to show up
yes.
and come out to the proceeding.
It was to entice her to come.
I'm in for that. She does the worst, Rachel McKnight and Katie McGrath do the worst slip and fall I think I've ever seen in one of these movies. Like when you do a slip, you're supposed to let your momentum kind of kick you back. And she kicks her leg out and then she just kind of lays down. And it's clear that it's like a two-piece slip and fall. It's like whoop. And then she just kind of leans back like this. It doesn't work very well at all. The dance scene is bad. That's all I've got for now because I've got one I want to say for What the Hallmark.
Guys, I just got word of two things. One, the grandfather apparently paid back the money for the dress when he found out about it.
Good
so
to know.
Good for him. Good. And two, Chris McNally is going to be on Riverdale. So pretty excited about
we get him
these
back
worlds.
The
yeah. worlds colliding for me. Joining old Martin. You know Gower's been on Riverdale forever. Mm-hmm. So
Gower.
What did I say? Gower?
Yeah. I called him Gavin. You called him Gower.
We'll meet in the middle.
We'll meet in the middle.
It's time for What the Hallmark is part show. We wonder what could have been maybe him. Panda?
I got to know more about Bunny McCracken.
Yeah,
we got a taste.
I hate that they explained her because they explain her because I think that was all of ours.
But I want to know more.
We didn't get a line from her, which was unfortunate.
And I want to know, like, because there's still a lot that they say she's a crude. They say she's crude. I believe
she doesn't like children. She's crude. She like they give a laundry list, and you're like, man. But then they just show her. We don't get to hear her because she looks like Cruella De Vil.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's named Bunny McCracken.
There's just a lot there.
Yeah.
I just want to know more of it.
Yeah, that's fair.
I guess my question is just about, you know, the kids. I'm assuming they're also coming up. I mean, this is where a sequel would come in handy. But, like, you know, she's marrying into a royal family. Mm-hmm. She's also the guardian for these two kids.
I'm correct? Assuming that
whose family is yeah. in, you know, who they're, you know, her the whole life was in. Are they coming over? What's that? Are they going to be living in there? Is little T going to be little prince? Like what? Like what's kind of happening with the kids as they move into royalty? Is a question that I have. Mm. Dana?
You said royalty. I thought you were coming up with another name. It's like little T's going to be royalty.
Oh, I do like that.
See what we did there. I like that. Mine is actually another group that's being invited to this party. It's in the background, but Sir Roger Moore is talking through all the people. And he said, everyone we've gotten responses from. And then he says this, and I want to make sure I get this right. He says, except for the Cromwells, they are impossible to pin down.
Yeah.
I just need to know more about the Cromwells. I mean, are they just that squirrely? Like, are they just, you can't figure them out? Or they're just never, they're that type that never RSVPs to anything? Like, what's going on with the Cromwells? Impossible to pin down, according to Sir Roger Moore. That's all I have.
And I think the big question that all of us have been asking is, what's Lil T's music like? And I do have a song by him really quick. Travis Turner's his name.
Yeah.
The song is called Star Girl, featuring Snoop Dogg. So that's Lil T.
Wow.
Yeah, the more you play to that, the more dangerous it got. I feel like, wow, he did it.
Yeah.
And Snoop's on that track.
Snoop's on that track, apparently.
Which, cool. To be fair.
Snoop's on every
track. Yeah, yeah. He did a few for us. We will not play those under any circumstance.
We can't.
But he did a few for us in case we ever decide to go that route and get our show canceled. And so we, you know. he'll just do it for, you know, Snoop's up for whatever,
that's
man.
That's fair.
Love it.
Cool. We did it, everybody. Congratulations. We do have a double-decker of the week. Somebody who has signed up for Brainwave Jam Plus to support us to say, hey, here's some coin that we could then spend on Dogecoin and see if we can double our investment. Double. And we'll see what happens. Who do we have today?
This could go. It's either Cherie Beeler. Or Sherry Beeler or Sherry Baylor and Sherry Baylor.
Well,
let's go with...
Panda would know. He did do the deep dive on her.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Sherry.
I think it's Sherry Beeler. I think it's Sherry Beeler.
I think it could be Sherry Beeler, too. I Googled plus it, and it said, your guess is as good as mine.
Wow.
I said that.
Dude, that's classic Google.
Then Google just went like that, and it was weird.
But did they tell you anything about... her life?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Because
they don't know the name, but they do know her life.
They know a lot about her. She actually, she builds Volkswagens.
Oh, that's great.
Volkswagens.
That's great.
It dovetailed beautifully.
Yeah. What do you mean she built? Like, she's on the line? Like, what's she doing?
So she takes a wagon, a little standard red wagon, and then just connects a whole bunch of batteries to it. It's really great.
Is Volkswagen the car, are they upset? Like, is she?
It seems like there's some copyright infringement here.
Volkswagen, V-O-L-T-S. It's a different name entirely, Dan.
Okay, it's two words, the Volkswagen.
Volkswagen, yeah.
And then who rides in
someone what's with the a death purpose wish? Of it?
So
what's
you the go point? Ahead and you just hop in, yeah. And the batteries help it go. It's just a bunch of AA batteries just all going, and they help
just double what do you A mean
they help it. They have to be connected
there's
to
a little,
something.
There's a little engine in there that just
is it like covered? Because this seems like this could give
how
a shock.
How many AA's we talking?
Well, she's still working on it. The conceptual design, it's about 2,000 of them.
Because it, I know,
but you get about, it's very state of the art.
I don't know if you know this, but
it
they
can go
they,
a solid hour.
But they make bigger batteries. Like I drive a scooter sometimes. D batteries. It's not double A's.
Lithium ion batteries. They make all kinds of batteries.
Ethereum.
Sure. But she's
rechargeable batteries.
Okay, all those are great ideas, and
it's just not what Cherie's going
for.
That's
not what she's looking at. She says, what's going to be sustainable for the planet long term?
And she does the opposite.
Well, think about it. Double A's are cheaper than all those batteries.
Yes, but using 2,000 of them for 1 hour ride is not good.
She did not have bigger wires to do.
Cherie, are you saying on the record Cherie Beeler hates the planet?
Say it or don't say it.
I
what
can't.
Is she doing? Is she making any pledges like by 2055? Google, like, well,
Google Plus
we'll
had
be,
her on a watch list, okay. And that's all I can
okay,
say.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Wow. Boy.
But I'm all a fan.
Is this still I'm a prototype fan. Or can people buy this?
The Volkswagen. I've bought five.
How many are there? Well, how much does it cost? I mean,
so you are 10,000 batteries deep 10, at this point?
10,000 deep. I saw them live, and they were unreal.
I bought one for you, bought one for me, bought one for my daughter and my wife. We love them. We just go around the neighborhood for a solid hour, and it's a
and
blast.
Then it's done.
How long does it take to put the batteries in, to switch them out? Because
well,
that seems like
all connected. That's Cherie's job, from what I understand. It's all good to go. You hit start, it's good
but
for
it's only
hour.
For an hour, and yeah. Then what do you do?
Yeah, then I have to replace them. It takes a little bit of time.
I mean, the markup on the car has to be crazy for you
it's
to
a
not
wagon.
Just go and buy
it's a wagon.
Another
it's a
car.
Wagon.
But okay,
don't call it a car. It's important that we don't. It's important that we don't call it a car.
But my question is that what's the markup to stop me from just buying another wagon instead of 2,000 more batteries?
Do they have the engine in them? You can buy a Red Rider wherever you want, Dan, but it's not going to come with the engine.
So how much is the wagon?
I don't know, $50. I don't know
because. 2,000
are you
double
asking
A's.
Me how much is her wagon? Because it's a special Volkswagen.
I mean, if we say a double
thousands.
A, if we say a double A is 50 cents each battery.
Yeah. It can't be priceless. You bought them.
It's a
I'm out 10 grand,
yeah,
but
that's true.
It was 2,000 per wagon.
Wow.
So it's a dollar a battery.
It's a dollar a battery with the wagon and everything and the engine and everything.
Yeah. The engine's pretty good. You,
it's actually not a bad deal on batteries.
It isn't a bad deal on batteries, but I would still just probably just buy a new one instead of putting them all in myself. If that's the route I'm going,
yes,
I would no, because well, it would be the it would be cost. I've ever heard. I'm not going in this route.
It would be cost. It's hard to find. Yeah. It is hard to find a dollar a battery. So it actually would make more sense to just buy a new wagon. And actually, I would encourage you if you were just in the business need of batteries. This would probably be a good. Cost cutting way to do it because it's hard to buy like 12 yeah. batteries is going to cost you like $15. Yeah. It's hard to get a dollar battery
unless you buy the bargain, which you don't want that. You want the Duracells or the Energy.
Yeah, you want the big boy. Do they use? Does she use good
she
boys?
She uses the big boys, right?
It's not
right. We will be back with more of Deck the Hallmark at a later date. until then, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark's a Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.